Final hour of the program happening right now. This is the Fan After Dark, Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, and Jacob Ray here on a Wednesday night. We got a little haikus coming up. We may have to wait till the final segment. I'm about two-thirds of the way done with one with my Musai Ujiri.
Musai.
All right, so this is what Grok had to say about the Hantavirus. So,
like,
now,
do these people come to the U.S. or not? I'm seeing stuff on both sides saying they're still on the boat, and I'm seeing they're out, they're in the U.S.
But this was 3 days ago, so this needs to be, like, updated as far as I'm concerned. Let's see what the latest is. Okay. They are spreading fake BS about the Hantavirus. It's been around since the 70s. Scientists have studied Hantavirus for decades. It's not always been considered human-to-human. It's still mainly considered rodent-borne, not person-to-person.
So then how did it transmit on the boat?
It's a million-dollar question.
They eating rat droppings?
It's a great question. It's a great question.
Okay, let's keep up the rat energy. Let's go to Brian Windhorst. He had something to say about Luka and his injury. Maybe if he did the right treatment for his injury.
And, you know, I'm a big actions over words guy.
Yes, you are.
When Luka got hurt, they sent Luka went to Spain for treatment. Have you ever heard of someone? I mean, I've heard of going to Germany.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I've never heard of going to Spain. Now, okay. Luka also has a newborn who is in Slovenia. And so I certainly think if he had an opportunity to go and get some time off, go to Slovenia and see your newborn child. He lives in Madrid in the off season, you know. And I'm not saying he didn't. I'm just saying, like, when they sent him overseas, that was not an indication of a minor hamstring injury.
Right.
That was like, you're not going to be doing anything for a few weeks anyway, so
yeah, take some time.
Go ahead and go to Europe because you came back 48 hours after your child was born in the middle of the season. Go to Europe. And as soon as that happened, I was like, this does not sound like a small hamstring injury. And so that is unfortunately what it looks like is going on.
The latest and greatest on Luka's injury, if you're holding out hope that maybe he can come back and save this series for the Los Angeles Lakers as they take on the Thunder, they're already down 1-0. The latest and greatest is Luka said he has started running.
Okay.
Has yet, so he has not been cleared for full contact. Said his original timetable given to him was 8 weeks. His injury occurred about 5 weeks ago. So you're still 3 weeks away if he stays up to that original timetable,
yeah,
which would like lead up to them, like, what, being in the conference finals in the middle of the conference finals?
I mean, 3 weeks, that would, yeah, it'd be like the tail end of the conference finals, game five. It ain't happening. I mean, it's a cool story, and it's.
I'm pretty sure Luka was interviewed at, like, the Lakers spa today.
Yeah, no, that, I don't know. The wood paneling. Wood paneling has really made a comeback.
He said, I'm just doing everything I can. Every day I'm doing things I'm supposed to do. The doctor said 8 weeks at the beginning of the first MRI, so I'm just going day by day, and I feel better every day. Luka Doncic.
From the 214, the government is releasing more things to control the population with fear.
I mean, we heard that guy's video on the cruise ship. He's feared.
And then the 214, another 214, the cruise ship looked like the Spirit version of cruise lines. You don't hear about this kind of thing happening on the better known lines.
Now we're cruise shaming?
We are cruise shaming.
I'm just glad I didn't have enough money to go on this cruise ship. Being broke saved me once again at the house.
Well, plus I want to say that ship originated out of South America.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have been on it anyway.
Yeah. Don't go to Deep Ellum, guys. Not safe there either.
It's not safe at all. It's the human hantavirus over there in Deep Ellum. My God.
Two shootings last night on Cinco de Mayo. If you guys
killed somebody.
Yeah, someone's already dead.
RIP to the security guard, man. My God. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? People are just trying to have a good time. It was Cinco de Mayo, trying to enjoy themselves, have a night out with friends, family, and whoever else might have been out. And we got to stop, man.
I went to Blue Goose for Cinco de Mayo. The line was wrapped around, and me and Tangerine realized we're not going to be able to get in before work. So then we ended up going to Meso Maya. We sat at the bar. There was two bar seats, and we sat there and had a good old time and enjoyed a Cinco together.
The 214, I'll tell you what, 214s are on one tonight. This is another 214. It's spread of the boat because you have a couple thousand people, if not more, all on top of each other in a small space. Tell me where else in the country you have that many people on top of each other for that many days. Don't be ignorant if you haven't figured it out by now. The government loves to spread mass hysteria.
But wouldn't that just be every cruise ship? Like, is this cruise ship different? A bunch of people stacked on top of each other?
Well, yeah, I think that's what he's getting at, is that, you know, I mean, cruise ships are a different deal.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're in that close proximity.
You want to hear some more audio? I got you.
Do it.
This is...
Well, don't forget we got to Jake off. You want Jake off at 11? We'll do that at 11:20. We'll do haikus at the very last segment.
So this was... We've seen the Cowboys version of this when they were moving back with Philly, yes? The phone call? When they were calling Philly to move
yes,
up 2023.
Yes.
Now you're going to hear Philly's version of it, their boardroom, when they moved up from 23 to 20 and called the Dallas Cowboys to get Mekhi Lemon.
Kicks away,
what's up? 16's on the clock.
Interesting.
Hey, Howie. Dallas said they'd be interested in swapping and taking 98.
What's Dallas?
The 20.
Dallas. I mean, what can we do about 98?
New York Jets have submitted their pick. Detroit is on the clock.
Say, we wouldn't do 98. Would they look at 114, 137, and give us an extra six?
With the 16th pick, the New York Jets select Kenyon Sadiq, tight end,
random
Oregon.
Pick.
Howie, they're interested. He said it's the future sixth. He says they're talking about it. So.
Detroit has submitted its pick. Minnesota is on the clock.
Hello. Yes.
Hey. With the 17th pick.
I'm good. I know they talked a little bit. How about 114, 137, and get percent? Will you give us Frost 218 back? And is he good? Okay, we got a deal. Okay, we got a deal. Thank you. All right, we're on the clock. Here we go.
Let's go. 6 minutes.
114, 137, and next year's session.
Philadelphia has submitted its pick. Pittsburgh is on the clock.
Get Mekhi Lemon on the phone. Great teamwork right there. Get him on the phone. Casey's doing something.
The 17th pick.
Can we not get him on the phone?
Nope. Trying to call
Mekhi Lemon. So I'm trying to get him. Call him.
The process is we get on the clock. We have a player that we're going to call. We have a database of all their phone numbers. We have two of our senior members of our front office who get the player on the phone. At the same time, we call them the pick to the NFL, and they become an Eagle.
Hi, Ian. This is Phil from the Eagles. We're looking for Mekhi.
Hey, why is Philly coming?
Mekhi.
Oh, Philly just traded for you. Oh, this is Philly. They just traded for you. Philly's thinking right now.
I love him. Mekhi, this is Howie Roseman. I'm the GM of the Eagles. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, remember our walk on the field? How about we do that for a living?
Yeah,
we're picking you. You're an Eagle. Congrats, brother. Let's do it. Yeah, can't wait to get you here. We're going to have a lot of fun. All right, I'm going to put Coach Sirianni on the phone. Congratulations. Can we trade up?
So, do you feel like still the Cowboys cooked with that pick, or will this pick bite them in the ass?
No.
Because Philly seemed to want their guy. They get Mekhi Lemon. They're probably going to trade A.J. Brown. Is Mekhi Lemon someone that's going to haunt the Cowboys, or will they be glad they got Malachi Lawrence? And
no, because Caleb Downs is going to shut him down. Savon Revel's going to shut him down. I ain't worried about Mekhi Lemon.
Also, my thing is I just wanted to give the other side of that. I'm with you, Fred. People were saying the Cowboys let them get Mekhi Lemon. He's going to do X, Y, and the third. The Eagles have had two good receivers for the last couple of years, last time I checked.
What's changed?
A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith are two all-pro, all-world receivers. So they've been going against tough receivers. It's not like the Eagles have had terrible receivers, and all of a sudden they get this Justin Jefferson-like player out of thin air.
Hey, and now you got Malachi Lawrence chase down Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. All right? So, I mean, and I thought Jerry Jones had a great point. If we took personal bias into it, there you wouldn't be able to trade with anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you got two fourth round picks out of the deal. Okay, you went back because you were going to get Mekhi Lawrence regardless.
Malachi
Lawrence anyway. So, you know, would you rather take him at 20 or slide back three spots and pick up? And you know, let's say Andrew Shelton ends up being your starting tackle.
Drew Shelton, yeah.
I think Andrew's his full name.
Is his full name okay?
I mean, Drew's usually short for Andrew, isn't it?
If
it's late, I'm just butchering names left and right.
Andrew Lemon. He's going to be a hell of an Eagle.
I saw somebody today, too, say something along the lines of, oh, there's no guarantee the Eagles are getting rid of A.J. Brown. Yes, they are.
They did just draft Mekhi
Lemon. You didn't draft Mekhi Lemon to roll. And by the way, you also got Dontavian Wicks.
And Hollywood Brown.
They did get you can keep Hollywood Brown.
They got somebody else, too. I think they've picked up four receivers.
No, they've got 18 receivers on that team right now.
And they made the big trade for Jonathan Greenard, and they're like, that's A.J. Brown's salary. Gave him
A.J. Brown's gone. They are not keeping A.J. Brown.
Yeah. I think we can all agree. Nothing to say that they're keeping him. Like, the Eagles haven't. I mean, I think they've said a couple things.
Put some respect on Diana Rossini's name.
Right?
She was the first one to break that story.
She should come out when he gets traded and just quote him and be like, told you so. That would just.
Deactivate her Twitter for a day.
That would be. Her deactivating her Twitter and her statement just made her look so much more guilty.
Well, that and all the pictures that have since come out.
I'm waiting for the first, like, vulgar picture.
How about the fact that she... You know what's even more insane?
There's definitely a picture of them kissing somewhere.
Oh, well, no.
We haven't got any. We've got hold hands. We've got hugs. We haven't got them actually being intimate.
Well, but I wonder if they were good about not doing PDA in public.
But they did everything else. They were doing PDA. They did PDA. They just didn't full... They didn't go to third base.
Well, they held hands.
If you're going to do it right.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Someone texted in earlier, they're the worst cheating couple I've ever seen. Like, just being out in public with it. I guess this guy knows a lot of cheating couples.
But if you're going to cheat, it's not like you can just stay inside all day.
I think someone else said, I don't think they realize how famous they both are. Like, yeah, you do. If you're going to be famous and do it, I don't think you go out to bars, casinos.
Yeah, I would push back and say, I mean, clearly they've been doing it for 5+ years and we've heard nothing. Now,
but these pictures have been taken.
Well, the pictures have been sitting in somebody's holster for a while. And as we've all found out, like, it was the worst kept secret in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knew these two were boinking.
Even the Titans. Get up on out of here.
Remember the Titans.
remember the Vrabels.
That was Diana Rossini's quote. I feel like
you saw the Spotify playlist too?
I heard about it.
So she made a Spotify playlist when they were on a losing streak, and it was like "Keep Your Head Up," all these different songs, and it was made by Diana Rossini.
How did they get 69 minutes long too?
Yeah, it was 69 minutes long. People hack stuff all the time, so they hacked into it and found her Spotify account, and so they would share it with Vrabel.
Goodness.
It was plastered all over the internet like 2 days ago.
That's rough.
But at least she didn't see it. She didn't have Twitter, so.
She's fine. You know she's got a burner.
She's definitely got a burner.
She's got a burner.
What do we think her burner is? What's her burner name?
Brianna Ducey.
I was going to say Vrabel's boo.
Just Michael.
Hantavirus Diana.
Vrabel Muse.
Vrabel Muse.
Man, poor Diana.
Athletics number one fan.
The Cowboys are the reason why the Eagles got number six. Number six.
Oh, they're talking about Devonta Smith? Isn't that his number?
That's his number, isn't it?
I think that was also a trade around, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Cowboys have also beaten the Eagles more times than not since they've got Devonta Smith.
Well, they beat them last year here in Dallas.
Yeah, when our team sucked.
What a game. Sam Williams. Shout out to Sam.
Yes.
Devonta Smith was the 10th overall pick.
Okay. No, I think they said, like, number six is in the jersey. Like, isn't that his jersey number?
I'm pretty sure it is. Almost positive it is, isn't it? Devonta?
That is his jersey number.
There you go.
I think that was a weird way to say it. Number. We don't really refer to Devonta Smith just by number
Nobody
six.
Nobody refers to Devonta Smith as number six. All right, where are you taking us?
Since I didn't have a lot of time to show prep, we're going to go Alec Medford style. It went to the National Day calendar, and then I've got a dilemma I want to get you guys' opinion on. That's next on The Fan. And it's back to The Fan After Dark right here on 105.3 The Fan. This segment's brought to you by the personal injury lawyers, Frankel & Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Ooh, it's been a long day today. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Let's turn things over. I'll tell you what's been an equally long day for you, man. You've been here for a hot minute. It's time to Jake off. Yeah, new guy Jake, that's original.
Our buddy Jake, or is it Jacob? Who knows?
Jacob Ray, a.k.a. new guy Jake.
Where's my money?
It's a Twilight edition of Jake It Off at 11:22 p.m. We don't usually do it this late, but it's better late than never. Now, gentlemen, Most people don't wait until this time to check the national day calendar, but I'm not most people.
No, you're not.
It's Wednesday, May 6th, 2026, and because I had no other ideas, it's National Skilled Trades Day.
Shout out to all our electricians out there.
Now, I've got a top 10 list of the most niche jobs ever, but before we get to that, I was thinking about this the other day, and I encounter this every time I walk into the building. So you guys know those two double doors?
Yes. Now, wait a minute. You talk about when you're coming from the parking garage?
Well, I'm coming from the parking garage. Yeah. So when somebody's there holding the door for you, do you hold the other door for them? Which leads you into an awkward encounter where we're both holding the door. Because this happened to me today. I didn't know what to do in that situation.
I just hold one door open.
But what if they're already holding the door for you?
Then I hold the other door for them.
You do the one arm on the door that they just held for you while also opening your own door.
I mean, I have long enough arms that I can do that.
Okay, so I walked through, said thank you, and kept walking.
And he looked at you and spit on you?
He didn't. I mean, I was probably too far away from him to spit by that point. I was walking pretty fast.
You never know how far he can spit.
See, but my opinion on this matter is that you hold the door that needs an ID, right?
Yeah.
He was holding the door that I needed an ID card for.
See, I always try to scan my ID and open the door first because I don't want them to think that I'm like just some ne'er-do-well trying to break into the building. So I always scan first. I show my card to let them know I'm supposed to be here.
You going
to
call security on you or something?
I usually do the complete opposite. I'm already black. I just walk in with Popeyes in my hand. I'm like, thanks. I act like I'm a delivery driver. It's always like the lawyers in suits.
Drop it off from DoorDash at 16. Don't worry about me.
I've got like a fake hat that says like worker on it. Promise I'm supposed to be here. They probably called the police.
Maybe I'm a bad Samaritan. I don't know. But I didn't hold the door for them. And it probably wasn't very nice. Mm. But like, I didn't want to get stuck in a situation where I'm holding the door and they're like, oh, sweet, thanks. And then the ID door closes. And then I'm sitting there, we lock eyes as I whip my ID badge out.
You're
like, let me open this door again.
Oh, you're talking about the first set of doors before you get to the ID door?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'll leave the door. I'll hold the door open for them. If they're coming through the, but like I said, I haven't encountered that yet.
It happens every single time. See, my thought process is, you're done with your day. Go enjoy your time at home. You can
just
stand
starting
to open a door. I'm walking into a long shift.
Yeah.
Hold the door for me.
It's the least you could do.
Yeah.
It's the least you could do. I had some older white woman with the most insane laugh today as I was
can
walking.
Can you mimic it?
Dude, it was nuts. It's, you know what it sounded like? And you two will have no idea what I'm... We may have to pull the sound clip up. Howard Dean, when he was running for president in 2004, and this is just shows you how times have changed. He took like second in Iowa, I think it was. And I think he's like the governor of North Dakota or something like that. And he had this just crazy scream at the end of his rally. Okay. He's like, we're going to win this. We're going to win this. He's like, ah! And that literally sunk his presidential campaign. A shriek ended his presidential campaign. Now, I don't know if he was going to win the presidency or not, but it certainly didn't help his case. Like, it was mocked relentlessly after that shriek. And so I'm walking up, and these women are, and it was kind of a similar situation because you guys know I park on the bottom floor, and I always go up the stairs.
He just likes to walk.
So I go up the stairs, and you know, when you get to the third level, these two older white women are coming. I'm standing right there. And so we're kind of, I'm like, I said, where y'all going? I'm not telling you. Ha!
Like a witch?
That's exactly what she did. And then she laughed and then kept walking.
Yeah, they definitely reported you to the police.
Maybe they did.
This man kept saying like, and I just started laughing. It's so weird.
But see, we're tight with Cliff, though. So I'm not now. There's the one lady who I haven't seen in a while.
That was the funniest day ever when she ran out to the parking garage.
Bro,
have you told Jacob this?
So
he's
Thanksgiving Day, Blake and I meet here at the station because we were going to the Cowboys game.
So we're in one car.
We leave in my truck, and sometimes I go a different route to get out of the parking garage. That's all I'm going to say. I go out the way I go.
There's only like two routes.
There is only two routes.
All right. Well, maybe
what route you're thinking?
Use your imagination, Jacob.
He wants you to confess.
Did you go out the entrance?
Look,
it wasn't the exit. Well,
we don't.
It's tough, man, dude. That turn's tough
that
to make
turn
in a truck,
tough.
Man. It's tough.
And he whipped it. It was the funniest thing ever. This girl darn near jumped on our windshield.
Bro, this woman came running. I mean, full blown sprint. There's nobody here. It's Thanksgiving. And in her little worker outfit, her little blazer and slacks, comes running out and damn near jumped on the hood of my truck. You can't do that. And Blake's like, Happy Thanksgiving. Was not having it.
The security guards?
Absolutely, yeah, it was.
I caught, whenever I first, it was what, like October. I just finished Sean and RJ, and I remember Tim mentioned all the producers, like, hey, go check out the new building, get familiar, we're about to move.
Oh, this,
like,
is, all the, right, this is the email we get.
This is the time. This is the perfect time. It's 11 o'clock. I go home, take a nap, right? Pull in, got a truck. What did truck drivers do? They back in.
Yeah.
Backed into my parking spot. Went and looked at the building. Really nice building, right? Hit a detour to the bathroom on the way out. Took care of business. Come out to a nice lady in a blazer, ticketing my truck. And I kid you not, I am explaining that this is my first time in the building, and she's talking to me while lifting up my windshield wiper to slide the paper under.
Yes, she is.
She's like, don't worry, this is just a warning, but if you get two more, we'll report you to the property manager. I was like, lady.
Yeah, she didn't care.
And then, and all it said on there was, can't back in. I'm like, all right, cool, that's fine. Which prompted an email to all of
us. We did get an email.
It made it sound like you were driving 100 miles per hour in there.
What's funny is, so again, sometimes I do take the alternate exit, and because, you know, 99% of the time we're on at night. I filled in on the midday show once. It was 2 o'clock. Got good to me. Muscle memory kicked in. Whipped around there like I normally do. Got an email the next day. Driving violation.
Like we're in school.
Dude, they hit me up quick. Who's the girl? Kim? Yeah, Kim sent me an email.
Yeah.
Fred, you got.
They've got you on camera.
They got me on camera.
Yeah, she got me whenever I was pulled into one of the reserve spots.
I got a ticket,
like,
for that too.
This is your second offense. She's like, you know, I was like, so sorry.
Dude, they may throw a boot on your truck.
I know. The next one's going to be a boot. I'm so careful now.
You got to be.
Yeah. All right, I want to get to this top 10 list because it took a lot of time to type the prompt into ChatGPT. Okay. So we've got
I'm excited.
Most interesting jobs in the world. Top 10 list. Number 10.
No.
Master perfumer, and in parentheses it says the nose. The job description: distinguishing between thousands of individual scents to compose a balanced evocative perfume. I don't know what that word is.
I haven't heard of that word either.
Number 9, IMAX nature cinematographer. These filmmakers spend years in the wild to try and capture a single sequence of animal behavior. The job: living in blinds for a week, diving with great white sharks, or using drones to track snow leopards.
Okay.
Number 8.
How do you get that job, I wonder?
Yeah, I don't know.
How much do
you
get
the camera? I don't know. It doesn't say how much they pay. Probably a lot. Most jobs with the camera pay a lot. Number 8, a volcanologist. These geologists study active volcanoes to predict eruptions and understand the Earth's core. They hike into craters and collect gas samples and lava, often wearing heat-resistant silver suits.
If you get that wrong, couldn't you kill people?
Probably.
Like if you're in Hawaii and you miscalculate, no volcano this month, and then it just erupts.
Or well, you could cause a mass evacuation for no reason.
Yeah, or you could do that. Well,
you probably blame the last volcanist.
Guys, I've got a hunch.
Yeah.
Everybody leave the island.
I would think, though, that as you're approaching
thousands of people to evacuate off a false alarm.
Awesome. I mean, I would think that as you're approaching the volcano, like, you know, you'd get an idea like, this thing's rumbling a little bit. We may want to turn back and come back tomorrow.
That's a scary job. That's a scary set of the three so far.
Number 7, island caretaker, often called the best job in the world. This involves living on and maintaining a private tropical island. The job: tasks include blogging about your life, feeding the fish, and ensuring the property is in top shape for wealthy owners and guests.
Wow. Wow.
Number six.
Feel like a butler for an island.
You think we can find? Do you think we can find who was the caretaker for Epstein's island?
I was just about to say that. Thing. Yeah.
Probably he's got to be around here somewhere.
I almost said so.
Gotta be.
Number six, Ferrari test driver before a supercar is released to the public. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. The job.
It's a joke for anyone. Takes it out of context.
The job driving prototype vehicles at high speeds to evaluate handling, braking, and engine performance of superior cars.
That's also a scary job.
What, driving a Ferrari?
But like, it's you're testing the brakes and handling. So if something's wrong, they don't want the drivers in it. They want you in it.
That's where the brakes don't work.
You're like a crash dummy, but you're a real person. Like, it sounds fun in theory until the brakes don't work.
Crash test dummy, but you're a real person.
All right, number five, Antarctic Research Station Manager, running a small city in the most isolated place on the planet. The job overseeing the logistics, safety, and survival of scientists at the South Pole during months of total darkness and sub-zero temperatures. Number four, Ethical Hacker, and in parentheses says Penetration Tester. So take that with what you will.
I'm trying to apply now.
Companies like that.
I already sent my resume.
Like, is that on Indeed?
Like what, the 240,000 people that applied to Chase the other day?
JP Morgan Chase.
Shout out to that guy. Just throwing his wife under the bus.
You ain't got no cannons.
And his dad.
Yeah, his dad.
My dad's dead. He's dead. I need that bereavement.
The job, you use the same methods as cyber criminals to find vulnerabilities in a company's digital security before the bad guys do.
I think that's fair. That's fair.
You need those people.
Yeah, absolutely. Number three, ethnobotanist. Think of this as a plant detective who studies the relationship between people and plants. The job, traveling to remote rainforests to learn how indigenous cultures use local floral for medicine, ritual, or food. Number two, flavorist, and in parentheses, flavor chemist. These scientists spend their days in labs recreating the taste of nature. The job, using essential oils, botanical extracts, and synthetic chemicals to create the strawberry flavor in your yogurt or the zesty scent of soda. And number one.
Zesty.
Number one, space architect. While astronauts get the glory, space architects design the habitats where they live. The job, designing lunar bases for Mars colonies that can withstand radiation, extreme temperatures, and zero gravity. So there's your top 10 list of the most interesting jobs in the world. And I have a story to tell, if you don't mind, before we get out of here.
Before you do that, would you say that last one was space architect?
Space architect.
All right, go ahead. I'm going to see what they pay.
So for anybody out there that says I'm not a real degenerate, I point you to this story right now. So at my other occupation, we have began work with Prize Picks.
Okay. It's right up your alley.
So part of the job description is placing a parlay every day. Mm. That has been thrown onto my plate willingly. Signed up. So from now on, anybody out there who thinks I'm not a degenerate, my new job title is CGO, Chief Gambling Officer.
Wow. That's pretty good.
So you're basically the Brandon Sorsby of your other job.
That's exactly what I am.
I mean, that's...
I think you should put that in your Twitter bio.
I mean, if the shoe fits.
It's already on my LinkedIn.
If the shoe fits.
CGO.
You guys want to guess what a space architect makes?
Oh. $250,000.
You said $250,000?
What'd you say?
$250,000.
Is that it?
Were you going to guess?
I was going to go like $800,000.
Okay. Anywhere, and this is crazy.
$3 million.
The average salary of a space architect is $128,000.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow, so it's lower.
The salary range, you ready for this?
Well, they don't probably do very many projects, if you think about it.
They also probably build them on land.
There's only so many space architects.
There's only
jobs
so many planets that we
well,
go
honey,
to.
Well, honey, we're waiting on Mars, this Mars thing to go through.
Waiting for the Mars job to call.
I'm going to go ahead and put the kids' swing set together in the meantime. The salary range is 46.
Build it with my hands.
That's right.
Put these hands to use.
And pull these kids to the moon. The salary range is 46 grand to 200 grand.
Imagine the guy making 46 grand and he's building architect.
You're a low-level space architect. If you can't, but here's the thing,
if you said it to somebody, someone's mind would be blown. And then you say you only make $50,000 a year.
I would imagine you should have no problem picking up women.
Yeah.
If you're a space architect.
It's a pretty rizzy thing to say.
Oh, I mean, that's the whole date. What do you do? I'm a space architect.
Oh, well, I work at T-Mobile, so.
I build space.
That's it. I build it. Well, you know they're getting ready to put data centers in space.
Nice.
So
I got enough in Frisco.
Man, I feel like Elon definitely paid those Starlink guys more money than $128,000.
Well, I'm sure his people, of course, if they didn't do what he needed them to do, he probably fired them all.
That's a good point.
Like, that's his shtick, man. No question about it. Real quick, okay, so if you go to U of H, they've got some space architects at University of Houston.
They got NIL deals for them?
They don't have NIL. Well, that's what's our boy Samson's been complaining about it. Okay, SpaceX, senior architectural designers, their salaries, $110 to $145.
That's grossly underpaid.
That feels underpaid.
Texas, the average space architect's making $120,000.
Does it matter what state you're in?
Yeah, it does.
Spaces.
Okay, it does, actually. L.A., $122,000. And in New York, the median salary is $124,500.
So, I mean, do it if you're passionate about it, but it's not exactly the pay you would think with that kind of job title.
Let's see what an average architect makes.
Well, I feel like there's so many variations of architects. Like if you're doing like museums and rich people's houses, or if you're just an architect that's, you know, that everyday guy.
I mean, the average architect makes anywhere from $90,000 to $164,000.
So it's kind of the same.
So it's, I guess, whether you're building, designing homes or places on space or land here in America, on Earth.
They can tax us here too.
You know, there's income tax in space.
I was about to say, is there tax up there?
I think you still get taxed.
Is there tariffs? Those are aliens.
Glonk, glonk. Another stellar.
Congrats on the new title, too, CGO.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. This guy texted in and another name I can't read on the radio.
Yeah,
but I
saw it.
Oh, I haven't seen it. All right,
read it out loud, Fred.
Look, I've been fired for reading text before. You're not getting me this time.
Read all three.
Wow. Wow. Fred's not doing that. All right, coming up next, haikus. Final segment. Don't go anywhere.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, the number one Chevy dealership in the world. 3 years straight, they've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 through 2025.
What'd you say the hard out was? 5508?
5536, I think.
Close enough.
Yeah,
5536. All right, little Orinoco flow, boys and girls. You know what that means. It's time for a little hump day haiku action. We like to save the best for last. Power hour. We had a little jaking off, read some text messages, and here we are with a little haiku for you on your hump day before the day is over. All right, topics are as follows. Masai Ujiri and hantavirus. Which one do we want to do first? He's yawning. Which one do you want to do first?
Don't call me out like that. Blake was sleeping in the break.
Any? You know what? Let's just do. We'll do Masai first, and then we'll do hantavirus second.
Okay, I've got two questions.
Got two answers.
Is wanna, like I want to go to bed, is wanna one or two syllables?
Wanna.
Two.
Wanna. That's okay. Two.
That's what I thought.
Little clapping method.
And he's counting.
Okay. And then is days, like.
Days. It's one.
Yeah, like, one.
Days.
Yeah, I mean, you can elongate the zzz as long as you want. It's still one.
Okay. We're good then.
Good? All right.
That's what I thought. I didn't make any changes. I was just clarifying before I read them.
I appreciate it. All right. Masai Ujiri first, and then we'll do hantavirus second. Here we go.
Lock in, Tolos. This is the last 10 minutes of the show.
This
lock
is
in.
It. I got
stop,
faith in
stop
y'all.
Stop picking your nose.
I mean, look, you're going to hear boring ass Westwood One after this. So get your minds right. Here we go. Masai Ujiri. Here we go. Mav's got a new prez. J Kid, not long on the res.
Ooh.
Coop Flag, still the best.
I like that. That second line was really good.
That was a good one.
That was good. Okay. Listen up, class. Should count your days, kid. Luke gone, but new prince is here. Masai is the boss.
A little abstract.
Yeah, nice job.
There's always that one guy that texts in, you know, you're not supposed to rhyme the haikus.
You don't have to.
We know.
He's fun at parties. Mavs Messiah. Mavs players at the playa. Playoff team next year.
I was kind of waiting for Pariah to come in there with the Messiah.
Mavs players at the Playa. I'll tell you what, a little bilingual action.
Playa means beach for those who don't know ball.
A Playa.
You ever heard a Corona commercial? Your Playa awaits.
Your Playa awaits.
For those that don't know ball, Playa means beach. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Hantavirus. Clean up that rat poop.
Wow.
Get off that ship and I shoot.
Wow.
Give Hanta the boot.
That was two good. That was two good ones by you right there. Are you saying that as if you'll shoot them? That's what you meant by that line, yes? It's okay. It's okay. Mine's not any better. I get right into the violence. I'm using some acronyms here, so use your brain on who this first acronym could be, so I don't have to explain it after. DT, nuke the boat. Life is short. I want to float. Lockdown on a note. DT is the president for anyone at home. Similar to Playa.
That was good. That was a good one.
Oh, thank my you. Goodness.
That's a Chet Nelson caliber.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Let me put my headphones on. I got to hear this. I got to hear this. All right. I need new headphones.
You got to untangle them. Hold on. He somehow sets them down and they get angled.
That's my favorite when he's cross-talking. He'd have to cross-talk just to untangle his headphones.
All right, here we go.
Someone brings up the cheese and he gets rattled.
What? Hey, I'll tell you something. Look.
Starts untangling them faster.
Literally,
does he know he's just tangling them more?
Lucius is playing drops, making fun of him, but he can't hear him yet.
His headphones aren't on. Oh, not wrong, people. Not wrong.
Stay away, Henta.
Wow.
Got cruisers in a blenda. Govern agenda.
Send them home. That boat needs to stay at sea. It better not come back home. We do not want scurvy.
Oh, man. What's the worst thing that could happen to the U.S.? The plague? Scurvy?
Like nuclear warfare.
I was going to say, I would think a nuke would
but only if they got us first.
That'd really rattle us, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say wiping off a couple states would probably be pretty bad.
I would think a nuke.
It's worse than a disease that is going on for months.
I would think a nuke, and then I'm sure there's probably.
What if we had, no government? Like, that happens. Like, they go full mutiny.
I mean, stand by.
Is that worse than a nuke?
I would think so. I mean, if there's no government, then it's anarchy at that point. Then
it's just, what's that movie where you can.
What, the Purge? Yeah.
Great series.
Yeah. Never seen it.
I never seen it either.
Never seen it.
There was this YouTube channel that would go through movies, and it would be Kill Count. That's what it was called. And it would show just all the clips of people dying.
You just loved it.
That's the only time I ever took in The Purge. It had 27 times. I was like, that's cool.
27 people died in the movie?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that many, though.
But, I mean anyone could just be I don't know, some random guy getting ran over.
Yeah. The Purge, you would enjoy it. It's a lot of anger and rage.
I don't know. I don't know if I would. Tomorrow, let's lay out the show for tomorrow.
Yeah, big show tomorrow.
We do. We've got Bonnie Bernstein at 7:20. Bonnie Bernstein, legendary reporter. Here's a question. What are you about to say?
Do not make me repeat myself.
Say what'd you say?
I said that Adam's hat looks funny over there.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. Here's the question. Okay, here's the question.
Is Fred done talking?
Should we ask Bonnie Bernstein about Diana Rossini tomorrow?
Probably not.
I'm doing it.
Let's elevate the women.
That's the whole point.
I know, but...
No, I'm doing it.
Ask her if she's ever had similar thoughts.
No, we're not going that right. No, I'm going to ask her point blank.
I thought we asked the hard-hitting questions on
the show. Absolutely asked the hard-hitting questions.
How are you going to frame it? I'll go ahead and give it the green or red light on the bear tonight. How are you going to frame it?
What are your thoughts on the Diana Rossini situation and how it's affected female reporters?
He's not going to ask it like that.
No, that's. I think there's a nicer...
What do you mean? How much nicer?
We are absolutely disgusted by the situation. What was your reaction when you heard about it?
Bonnie is a longtime female trailblazing journalist. Your thoughts on the Diana Rossini situation and how it's affected the perception of female reporters?
Let's run it by our PR team first.
Done. done. What's, I mean, what's wrong? What, why? If we can't ask Bonnie Bernstein, a trailblazing female reporter, yeah. about the Diana Rossini situation, who can we ask?
Sometimes people get in trouble for their answer. So,
well, she's a vet. Okay, she knows how to respond to that. Okay. Oh, I'm asking her.
I know.
Done. I'm asking her, and then we'll ask her about her show, The Champion's Edge. The Champion's Edge, which premieres this Saturday on ABC. He's attached a one-page document regarding the show. Let's see what it's about. I have no idea. And plus, she also interviewed Roy Williams when he said he didn't give a bleep about going to North Carolina. She's got a hell of a guest list. Here's some of the people that will be on her show.
That's Seth Rogen.
Ginger Z. Oh, she's going to have Kathy Engelbert, the WNBA commissioner. Donna Lamar, head of global video for Spotify. Dominique Dawes, Olympic gymnast turned entrepreneur. Let's see, who else she's going to have on? She's going to have Vernice Flygirl Armour, the U.S. military's first black female combat pilot. So apparently it's all women. So who better to ask about Rossini than Bonnie Bernstein?
I'm not saying she would know the answer to it.
What do you mean we wouldn't know the answer?
Like, I'm saying
I don't know that there's an answer per se.
I'm just saying, what is she going to gain from making a statement about Diana?
Well, why? I mean, if we can't ask Bonnie Bernstein about it, who can we ask?
It's not my question, Fred. I'm saying she's probably qualified to answer.
So why
what does she
ask
gain
her?
From it?
I mean, maybe she goes viral for it.
Okay, maybe.
But I mean, she's a subject matter expert in this. I mean, who better to ask about than Bonnie Bernstein about Diana Rossini?
It's definitely a controversial topic. A lot of people have stayed away from it.
See, that's the problem. Why are we playing it with kit gloves?
Because people are involved.
I mean,
the people who are involved are the ones not talking about it.
Well, and I mean, it's a story.
Someone said cutting electricity to the internet would be the worst thing for the U.S. Imagine literally just all electricity went out in every state.
Right now?
Every state.
Oh, that'd be... Oh, all hell would break loose. All hell would break loose. No question about it.
More than the internet or vice versa?
Both. I mean, because you can't have... I mean, you're not going to have the internet without electricity.
Good call.
I'm going to tell you right now, too. Plus, because then your water supply goes to bleep, too. I was in Houston when the freeze happened, and I had no electricity for like 4 days. My water was shot. Dude, it was tough.
How'd
sledding
you shower?
For a while. I didn't. It was rough out in these streets, bro. I'm telling you. I had a friend of mine. I did go to her place once. Anyway, what a show.
Last minute.
What a show.
There's like 10 people listening. You just heard that right now.
Great stuff as always.
Westwood One.
Great stuff as always from
7-11 tomorrow.
From Blake, from Fred. 7-11 tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.